All right, so I'm James. I was born in Irvine, California, and moved to Tucson, Arizona when I was about 2.5 years old, and lived there for the majority of my life. But when I was 15, I moved to Michigan, and from there to Scotland. So yeah, Tucson's home, but hasn't been home for a bit of time. What about you?
I'm Matt. I was born in Phoenix, Arizona, lived there for 18 years until I came to Glasgow. So yeah, even though that's where technically home is, I kind of like don't associate it as being my home anymore.
Yeah.
Which is like a weird dynamic to think about. But at the end of the day, I spend 10 months plus out of the year in Scotland, and I'm home for like maybe 4 weeks to a month and a half.
I think it's kind of the thing that once you reach 18, wherever you kind of move to, it's kind of the new home.
Yeah.
Like, been stuck somewhere for so long that you're just kind of seeking a new...
Well, and like, I feel like we've done so much growing up outside of Arizona.
Yeah.
That I'm like, no, Arizona Matt is a completely different person.
Yeah.
Also, just at the end of the day, Arizona, landscape-wise, I think is beautiful, but like... theater-wise and politically.
And weather-wise.
No, weather-wise, I do love Arizona. Like
the summers.
Oh, no, the summers can fuck off. No, I can't deal with, 120-plus heat?
Yeah, melting trash cans.
No, but, like, fall and winter in Arizona, and even spring, like, when I was just home for spring break.
Wearing shorts on Christmas.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
Or there's something about... I assume that it happens in Tucson, too. I also assume that it happened everywhere. But do you guys get the creosote smell when it rains?
Yes.
And, like, you associate that as the smell of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I think, is one thing. Like, that is a big thing I miss about home.
Yeah.
Is that rain should have a smell.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yeah. And also, like, the random flash floods that would just happen.
Oh, yeah, those are crazy. The haboobs.
The haboobs.
Yeah, like the huge, like, the dust storm, like, is like the wall out of a movie.
That doesn't happen so much for us. That's like on the big highway. It just, that's when it happens. But for you guys, it's crazy.
We've got a few big ones where it's like the scene in The Mummy.
Yeah.
And I was driving home from IKEA, and it was just chasing our car down. It was the coolest thing ever. And then when it got up to us, you couldn't see out the windows of the house. The car was crazy.
Yeah.
Because how big of a population is, like, Tucson, roughly?
It's like 1 million.
Okay. So I always think that Tucson's way smaller.
No, it's really big.
I'm like, yeah, 7 people live in Tucson. Phoenix is the capital.
No. I was just telling someone yesterday that in Tucson I could drive 45 minutes from my house and still be in Tucson.
Okay.
Like, I could still be in, like, the greater area of Tucson, whereas here in Glasgow, if I was to drive 45 minutes, I'd be in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird to think about.
It's like, I think that's just like a general thing of the states, is that it's just so spread out and that there's no like public transportation.
No,
everyone has their own cars.
Yeah, unless you're in New York City or Chicago, or even LA doesn't even have it, but like, there's no really big transportation. Besides, like, I think there's a train. There might be like a shuttle or something that goes from Phoenix to Tucson. I've never taken it though.
Have you ever eaten at Rudy's? It's a barbecue place. That's the only, like, if I ever have to go up to Phoenix for, like, traveling out of Phoenix Airport or something, my family and I, we always go to this barbecue place.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to know what restaurant I just remembered is Claim Jumpers?
Claim Jumpers.
Is that, they always had, like, root beer barrels. Maybe I'm crazy. But it's kind of like the Southwestern vibe. I know that they have one in Tucson because I've been there. That's useless information for you.
Did you ever go to Rustler's Roost?
Yes.
I would always, my mom's American parents live in Phoenix, and so we do Thanksgiving at Rustler's Roost, like, all the time.
Oh my gosh,
it's so
that.
Great. Take home the glass root beer. Boot mugs.
Root beer here is nothing like it is.
They have A&W at some of the... Smaller places, but
come on, I need to get some of that.